From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Bob Doty reporting. Burundian soldiers appear to have overthrown President Pierre Nkurunziza while he was abroad to attend a regional summit on Burundi's political crisis. General Niyombare told private radio stations Wednesday that the president has been dismissed and that he will form a committee to restore national harmony and unity. The president's office has released a statement saying the coup attempt was foiled and that defense and security forces are searching for the perpetrators. VOA's Gabe Josselo is in the capital, Bujumbura.
Say the celebrations that we're seeing have been pretty joyful. It's really a party in the streets of Bujumbura right now. There has been some sort of looting of police stations that seems to be a part of these celebrations. And it's certainly a lot of the same people who have been out demonstrating the past few weeks who are involved in these celebrations. But they have a very different tone. This is all celebratory, whereas the clashes feel very tense, can be very fierce, and are obviously quite violent.
Burundi has been rocked by protests since April 26th, when the president announced he will run for a controversial third term. Pakistani authorities say gunmen attacked a bus in Karachi Wednesday, killing at least 45 people, including 16 women. The victims belong to the minority Shiite Ismaili Muslim community. Provincial Police Chief Inspector General Ghulam Haider Jamail said six men riding motorbikes ambushed and entered the bus. The assailants ordered them to put their heads down and open fire with automatic weapons. Local media said police have recovered pamphlets of a little-known militant group, Khorasan, claiming responsibility for the attack. This is VOA News. Nepal felt more aftershocks Wednesday as relief workers continued trying to distribute supplies following a 7.3 magnitude earthquake that hit weeks after another quake killed more than 8,000 people. The country's home ministry said 65 people were confirmed dead from Tuesday's earthquake, with nearly 2,000 others injured. Many people spent the night outdoors with fears that aftershocks could bring down more buildings.
People, everybody is scared right now. Nobody in the stay in the house. Everybody was on the road. Why is happening like this?
The U.S. Geological Survey has reported about 20 aftershocks since Tuesday. The government and aid agencies have been working for weeks to provide food, water, and shelter to earthquake victims in an operation that struggled in its early days with bad weather and then the challenge of reaching rugged outlying areas in the Himalayan nation.
We just initiated a rapid assessment and response to this recent earthquake, which happened in the eastern part of the country. We wanted to quickly determine whether our staff was safe, whether there had been any impact to our operations, our ongoing operations, and also get a sense of if there were new areas that were impacted by this recent 7.4 magnitude quake.
That was Richard Reagan from the World Food Program Emergency Coordinator. Last week, the United Nations said it had received only $22 million of the $415 million needed for the emergency response to last month's earthquake. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says now is a critical moment for Russia and pro-Russia separatists to fulfill a peace deal meant to end violence in eastern Ukraine. Kerry made the comment in Turkey, where he met Wednesday with NATO foreign ministers. Kerry's comments follow meetings Tuesday with Russia's President Vladimir Putin and Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov in the Russian resort city of Sochi. Kerry and Russia said there is no substitute for direct talks with key decision makers on complex global issues. Kerry's trip came at a time when relations between Washington and Moscow have plummeted to post-Cold War lows. A search team Wednesday found the black box with the key data from a passenger train that derailed in the northeastern city of Philadelphia as authorities continue to comb the twisted wreckage. At least six people were killed in the derailment Tuesday night of a seven-car Amtrak Northeast Regional train en route from Washington, D.C. to New York, with another 140 hospitalized, including at least six with critical injuries. Officials said an unknown number of 243 passengers and crew aboard the train remain missing or unaccounted for. And there was no immediate explanation for the crash. I'm Bob Doty in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.